is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Hoppard. Russia's Federal Security Service said Monday it had thwarted a planned militant attack in Moscow and killed the man suspected of plotting it. This according to Russian news agencies. The FSB said the suspect had planned to carry out an attack on a crowded public place in the Russian capital. They say he opened fire at law enforcement officers when they tried to arrest him on the outskirts of Moscow and been shot dead. The World Health Organization said Monday the coronavirus is easily the most severe global health emergency the organization has declared. Right now, more than 648,000 people have died around the world from COVID-19. The figure is more than 147,000 in the United States and exceeds 87,000 in Brazil. The number of global infections exceeds 16.2 million, 4.2 million in the U.S. and 2.4 million in Brazil. Britain is closely watching rises in coronavirus cases in other European destinations, such as France and Germany, after slapping a 14-day quarantine on travelers from Spain, this at the height of the summer vacation season. The imposition of a British quarantine on Spain is one of the starkest indications to date that Europe could face a second wave of economic turmoil as governments scramble to head off a rise in cases from the Mediterranean to the North Sea. The leader of the southern German state said Monday Bavaria will set up coronavirus test sites at its two biggest railway stations, as well as key points on motorways, as fears grow that summer travel could spark a new wave of infections. The state premier told a press conference that on top of existing test centers at Bavarian airports, tests will now be offered at the Munich and Nuremberg train stations, as well as on three major motorway routes near the border. From Washington, this is VOA News. A senior government official said Monday China will help Hong Kong build an emergency field hospital as coronavirus cases rise in the semi-autonomous city. South Korea's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Monday, in the past days, the country has reported dozens of new coronavirus cases among crew members of a Russian-flagged cargo ship docked in the southern port of Busan and hundreds of South Korea construction workers airlifted from virus-ravaged Iraq. Vietnam has postponed its hosting of Asia's largest security forum, which includes North Korea, and an annual meeting of Southeast Asia foreign ministers by a month to September due to the pandemic. Two Southeast Asian diplomats said Monday that Vietnam, which leads the Association of Southeast Asian Nations this year, hopes to hold face-to-face meetings in mid-September instead of doing them by online due to travel restrictions. Hurricane Hanna's trail of devastation on the South Texas coast Sunday has been marked by overturned tractor trailer trucks, downed power lines, and roofless homes, with flash flooding a threat to areas heavily impacted by COVID-19 infections. Hanna, the first storm of the hurricane season, came ashore as a Category 1 hurricane. It continues to lose power and is now a tropical depression. In Hawaii, Maui Island's mayor says he's very thankful that Hurricane Douglas did not cause any major damage as it bore down, packing torrential rains and damaging winds as it churned just east of the islands in the Central Pacific. The Hawaiian Islands are still expected to experience large swells Monday, producing life-threatening and potentially destructive surf along shores. Mourners will continue to honor the late U.S. Congressman and champion of civil rights, John Lewis, with one of the highest honors a U.S. citizen can receive, lying in state at the U.S. Capitol. Lewis will be only the second black lawmaker to lie in state in the U.S. Capitol. Congressman Elijah Cummings, who died last year, was the first. After lying in state in Washington Monday and Tuesday, Lewis will lie in state in the Georgia State Capitol in Atlanta Wednesday. Thursday will be his funeral at Ebenezer Baptist Church, where the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. preached. Will be laid to rest in Atlanta, the capital of the state that he served in Congress for 33 years. Lewis died last week at the age of 80 after a year-long battle with advanced-stage pancreatic cancer. Protests took a violent turn in several U.S. cities over the weekend, with demonstrators swearing off against federal agents outside a courthouse in Portland, Oregon, and forcing police in Seattle to retreat into a station house. Vehicles were set ablaze Saturday night or early Sunday in California and Richmond, Virginia. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.